From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. President Trump said in a tweet that he's surprised that Harley-Davidson is shifting some production to Europe. The motorcycle maker is trying to avoid tariffs the EU imposed in retaliation for U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. The president accused Harley-Davidson of waving the white flag and said the company was using his tariffs as an excuse. But Harley-Davidson is not the only company to suffer under the president's trade policies. The Dow closed down 1.3% the same day. All that said, for now, the economy broadly is in pretty good shape. The tally of the U.S. gross domestic product, that's the sum of all goods and services produced in the economy, is due out later this week for the second quarter. Economists still expect a short-term boost from tax cuts passed last year. Mitchell Hartman has this look at what we expect to hear from government economists.
The U.S. economy is now firing on all cylinders. Unemployment's at 3.8%. Consumers are spending more, home construction's rising, home prices are too, boosting household wealth. Investment strategist Sam Stovall at CFRA Research sees no sign the long economic expansion is petering out. He says the recent tax cuts are driving business investment higher.
Corporate executives still feel relatively optimistic about the future and don't think that a contraction or recession is right around the corner.
Michael Pierce at Capital Economics predicts second quarter growth will come in at more than 4%. But by next year, he thinks the tax cuts effect will fade.
So it's a big boon to growth this year, but unless you get further tax cuts in future years, you're not going to get that same growth.
And down the road, he says the economy will likely face stronger obstacles to growth from higher interest rates, rising prices, and heightened trade tensions. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.